Amen.
Come on,
I just feel honestly so honored to be here. Last night was really encouraging. I'm sure you can you join with me with that feeling. You know, you come in and you see everyone together. It's just really cool, you know. And I'm not just saying this for the brothers from New Zealand, but another here, New Zealand in the house.
Yeah.
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 But that was really encouraging for the heart, you know, to see, man, is everyone from all the South Pacific, we're all here together.
Awesome.
You know, and it makes you feel like, because very often I can feel alone. You can feel like you're by yourself. And, you know, something about getting away and having our own, like, spiritual pilgrimage. Like, even in the Old Testament, they would go to Jerusalem. Come away from all your distractions, all your issues, and to get encouraged. Mm. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Mm. And so we need each other, don't we? You know,
yeah,
just seeing Felix, Papua New Guinea's in the house. Come on, you know. And you have Sydney's here, right?
Yeah.
You have Brisbane. You have, you know, everybody. Perth. It's just encouraging to think that we're all part of this. And thank you guys for coming to this class. I didn't know who's going to come, to be honest. People are asking me. I was like, go to other classes, seriously. But it is encouraging to have everyone here. You know, as disciples, we all get a chance to be missionaries together.
Amen.
Just think about that. That as a disciple, you get a chance to be a missionary.
Yep.
Our missionaries. Your neighborhood, that's yours, you know? Your school, that's your school. Your workplace, that's your workplace, you know?
Yeah.
That your extended family, that's your extended family. You get a chance to be a missionary. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
And it is really special. It is really, it's nothing greater than that to take part of God's biggest mission, you know?
Yeah.
We get a chance to share in what matters the most to Him. And God's heart is for souls. From the very beginning of time, He's trying to get people back in relationship with Him, and He uses us to do that. And we're all here because someone reached out to us.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, if we had a chance to share stories, you know, we'd all go, well, so-and-so, and there's so many unsung heroes, we don't, you know, that reached out to you, then you're like, I don't want to come out. We all got a story, you know, like, leave me alone, and it kept on annoying you, or whatever it happened, and then, well, you know, it's just amazing. And then I think there's us, second generation. Look at my man Ash from Fiji. His parents were reached out to, and then little did he know, he was born in a family of disciples, and God would use that. You know, it's like amazing. From somebody who was a missionary as a disciple, we're all here.
Yeah.
And we get a chance when we leave here to do the same in our cities. There's so many people out there right now, you know, that are waiting to hear the gospel, and He's going to use you. He's going to use you. And I really think about that. I really think that God's always evangelizing all the time. Even when I'm sleeping, something's happening.
Yeah.
Situations are hard, difficult things are happening. Even success can make you go, I got all success, but I'm missing something. You know, like God's always evangelizing, but He's going to use us also to take part in that. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 5.
Come on, bro.
If you're coming to this class to learn completely new techniques to evangelize, you are in the right. I'm joking. You're not. You're going to be surprised. But I think it's interesting how, of all the ways to describe evangelism, of all the ways to describe to change the world, Jesus uses the idea of fishing. I mean, He could have said, we're going to go conquer the world like a military. You know, we're all going to just enter and destroy. You know, it's for guys. He's talking to the fishermen. These are strong men. But He uses this, you're going to be fishers of men. Like, wow, really? Fishers of men? Wouldn't it be more appealing, like, we're going to go charge and attack? We're going to go fish. In Luke chapter 5, we'll read this together. We have 2 points today. In Luke 5, I'll be reading from the NIV. Amen. Verse 1 through verse 11. It says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, also referred to Galilee, the people were crowding around Him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge 2 boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and He asked him to put a little from shore. Then He sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when He had finished speaking, He said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners to the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Now when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. And Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up to shore, left everything, and followed him. You know, Mark also refers to the four Gospels. You have Mark, if you've done the discipleship study, you know how it goes, okay? Mark chapter 1, you know, and verse 11, first Acts 11, what's a disciple? What's a Christian? We go to the purpose of a disciple. You go to Mark chapter 1 when they're fishing, so we know that. Out of the four Gospels, these two, a lot of focus about fishing, you know? Mark refers to this. Now Luke mentions this. All surrounded by fishing, so this would be an event that they would all talk about. Even afterwards, again, Jesus was masterful, wasn't he? Like he uses examples, and it would play on their minds even afterwards. So when this all would happen afterwards, he goes, "From now on, you will fish for men." So this event they would remember for the rest of their lives. And they would pass this on to other generations. How are we going to change the world? Military! No. By fishing. Like, really? That's what you got? Fishing? What's so epic about that? But it's something really powerful in it. Very powerful.
Come on, bro.
Use your imagination. You know, I find it funny, you know, that here you have Peter. They worked hard all night, which I'll talk about in a bit. They worked hard all night. And so there, at some point, Jesus says, hey, he gets in his boat and just goes, hey, pull out a little bit. There's not much disguise. What are you going to say to the Lord? No. And so he's worked hard all night. And this type of fishing that they did wasn't all night. They worked at night. So he's probably exhausted at this point. Tired. We've all done daylight, right? For school, it's exhausting the next day. I don't think they had Mountain Dew or caffeine, you know, that kind of stuff. So he's all night, but then Jesus gets in the boat. They pull out, and so he's having to hear Jesus teach, having worked all night. And after he finished teaching, it's not like they go back to the shore. Jesus goes, hey, why don't you go further? And he just drops some nets. You know? I was trying to wonder, what would be going through your mind? Like, really? Can I get a break a little bit next day? Can I get some sleep? Can I catch up? But there's so much she's learning. Obviously about discipleship, but specifically even about making more disciples. Just 2 points, okay? Just 2 points. Again, this is going to be, it's going to blow your mind. Point one, drop the nets. Just drop the nets. How epic can you get? By the way, great job on being Jesus. That was pretty cool. It's hard to get cash for that. Who is it, Jesus? Me. Yeah, right. Great job. Jesus is in the house. You know, just all he said was, just say, why don't we go out in deep water and drop the nets? That was it. Peter, he's an experienced fisherman. I mean, he could have gone, really?